The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Daf Samach Vav, discusses Tchumim, so I'd like to say over something that I have my own in my Sefer, Birkas Yitzchok, Yisr Tchumim. The Gemara says, Ikamidi Dechilu Shabbos, Have Ve'en Chayoven Al Shigos Ochatos, V'lo Os Dono Kovas. Mahi, who do you have at Yisr Shabbos, Chilu Shabbos, that doesn't bring Kovas? The Gemara says, Tchumen valibid Rabbi Kiva. So, because Rabbi Kiva holds that Tchumen is Diraisa. So the Ran asks on the Rambam Shita, the Rambam is of the opinion that even Rabbanan agree that Tchumen is Diraisa, just it has to be Yud Beis Mil, not Alpayim Amma. And they only disagreed about what the Shear is. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's Alpayim Amma. And according to Chachamim, it's Yud Beis Mil. But according to the Rambam, everybody agrees that Tchumim is Diraisa. So the Ran rejects that, because when the Gemara asks who holds that you have Chilu Shabbos, the Ein Chayvon Shikosu Chattas V'Laz Dona Chorus, the Gemara should have said both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, just the Shear is different. According to Rabbanan, it's Yud Beis Mil. So they reject the Rambam's opinion, and they say according to Rabbanan, it's completely Rabbanan. So I think the answer, according to the Rambam, is that there's a fundamental difference between Yud Beis Mil and Alpayim Amma. Because Alpayim Amma is a Shirin Markum, as relates to Sodo Salvium and Tchum Ha'ir Miklat, because within the Tchum, it's Koilet, as if it was in the Mechitzis. So you see, Alpayim Amma is a Shirin Markum in other Dini HaTorah. But Yud Beis Mil, which was the Shir of Machni Sol, is a specific halacha only as relates to Tchumim. But it's not a Shir in Hilchas Mokum as relates to other Dinei Torah. And therefore the Rambam held that the Tchum of Alpayim Amma is a Shir in Mokum, and therefore it falls under the halacha of Hotzor, and therefore it's a Melecha Shabbos. And therefore if he is over in the Tchum of Alpayim Amma, he's considered like his Mechal Shabbos. But it's not Nerek on this, because but it's still called Chil Shabbos. And therefore, Bezodin, he would be considered a Mumah. But the Issa Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is a separate Issa, but it's not an Issa Malacha, because there's no Shir Markum called Tarkul of Yud Beis Mil. And that's why the Gemara, when Ma said, where do you have a place that's called Midit Chilu Shabbos Ve'ein Chayvel Shigos Chatas, the Gemara is only looking for Bikiva, because his Shir is Alpayim Amma. So that's a Shir in Makom Nilchus, in other places in the Torah, so therefore it falls under Hotzor. But Yud Beis Mil is a separate Issa, according to Rabbanan, but it's not called Chilu Shabbos. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, if a person would be over Yisr Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, Zodin, he would not be considered a Mumah, because it's not Yisr Chil Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Kiva, if he was over in Alpayim Amma, he would be. And if you look in the Gemara Erevin, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Chiya holds that you're loika on Yisr Tchumim. And Rabbi Yonason holds that you're not, because it's lav hanitan lasoas misas bezin, and therefore you're not leika. And Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yonason, he holds the lav shenitan lasoas misas bezin is who, and we learn it from the Issa Hotzor from shus l'shus, which is an av malacha which you chayv misa on, and therefore it's lav hanitan lasoas misas bezin. And Reb Chiya disagrees, and he holds that it's an independent Issa, but it's not a part of the Issa, so it's not Chil Shabbos. And therefore, it's not a Lavin Yitzel Sosu as Besson, there'd be Malkus. And the Rambam in Perichov Zayin, Hilchah Shabbos, all of Pasans like Reb Chiya, that you're loika on Tchumin, because it's a separate issue. But that's because that the Ram is going with the opinion that it's Yud Beis Mil, because that's not an Issa Chilu Shabbos, that's a separate Issa Tchumen. But indeed, according to the Ram, Dir Isa. But according to what we're saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Tchumen is Alpayim Amma, then that's called Chilu Shabbos, because that's Alpayim Amma is the Shirin Markum, and that would be considered a Lava Nitel Asois Mrs. Bezdin, because it's subsumed under the Issa Shabbos, which brings Misa, and therefore there'd be no Malkus, because it's Lava Nitel Asois Mrs. But according to Chachamim, that's the machlokes between Chia and Rabbi Yonasan, whether there would be Malkus. But the Ramban and the Rashba hold that their machlokes was only going to Rabbi Kiva, but going to Chachamim, Issa Tchumim is completely drabon. Now the Chassam Sofer in Or HaChaim, in Siman Kuf Memtes, says the reason we're not matter Issa Tchumim and Yontif as Oichel Nefesh, that he says that because it's not Tchumim, it's not an Issa Melacha, and therefore the halacha of it's not considered oichel nefesh halacha that's muton yontif. It's because it's a separate issa. But according to what we're saying, it should depend. If according to Rabbi Kiva, if the shiz apayim amel would be diraisa, then it would be considered an issa melacha, and it would have been mutter for yontif. But according to Rabbanon, even though if it's diraisa, but it's a separate issa of your base meal, that would not be muton yontif.